So we're at the beginning of Parak Moisha, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that deals with what type of carrying is permitted on Shabbos by human beings. One is allowed to carry the clothes that they're wearing, because that's not considered to be carrying, it's considered to be wearing. One could wear a malbish, and in certain cases, a takshit would be wearable as well. But the Mishnah has a number of cases of takshit and pieces of jewelry that are not permissible, even though technically speaking there wouldn't be an issa hotza at a deraisa level. But there is a concern that with a woman in particular, that she might take off her takshitin in order to show them to other people. Yerushalmi has such a lasha, and Tosos makes allusion to that. We're worried that she's going to show it to other people. And also, as is indicated in the Mishnah, that there's a tevilah aspect, that sometimes a woman will have to go to the mikvah, and then she will loosen and take off some of these items. And therefore, since she will have to take them off for chatzitza purposes, we're worried that she'll take them off prematurely. Particularly in those days, they used to go sometimes not to a mikveh that was in somebody's home, but they would go to the river. They would go to a nahar for purposes of tefillah. So she might just take it off while she's walking. And therefore, we don't allow for the woman to carry these items. She can't carry the items, but we don't even allow her to wear the items because we're worried that she might take them off. So Tosfos asks the question, why then can she even wear a dress? So she has to take off her dress when she has to go to the mikvah. So why are we worried she'll take that off? So Tosfos says, we're not worried that she's going to take off big things. We're just worried that she's going to, the big things she'll know to keep on. And not to carry in a rishus harabim, but the little things. We're worried she'll take off the little things prematurely and carry them for dalet amos. So therefore, the little things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, like a tabas, like a ring, shein aleh hachosim, that doesn't have a signet. So that type of thing, a woman is not allowed to wear. So what's the significance of a tabas, a shein aleh hachosim? So there are two different types of rings that are discussed in the Mishnayos and the Sperah. It's a tabas she'en aleha chosim, and it's a tabas she'esh aleha chosim. It's a ring that doesn't have a signet, it doesn't have a stamp. They used to use to stamp envelopes shut and things of that sort. And there are rings that don't have a stamp. So a woman would typically wear a tabas she'en aleha chosim. She didn't wear a ring with a signet. It was more common that a man would wear a ring with a signet. He would wear a tabas she'esh aleha chosim. That was his takshit. That's discussed later in the Masechta Tasamach Beis Amud Aleph, and a woman would wear tabas she'en aleha chosim. So even tabas she'en aleha chosim, which is a legitimate takshit, legitimate ornament for a woman to wear derech malbush, is something which we prohibit because we're worried she might take it off. If she did wear it, Yatzos, the Mishnah says, Eina chayeves chatas, so she's not going to be chayeves a kofen chatas. But nonetheless, it's aser midrabanan for her to wear it. The Mishnah later on says on Samach Beis that if she would wear a tabas, a she'esh aleha chosim, so that's not even a takshit for a woman. Such a ring, she would be chayev eschatas altogether. She's chayev eschatas, and then she would be chayev eschatas for wearing it. So the Gemara there says v'kilufein v'ish ama ula v'kilufein v'ish. For a man, it's the opposite. That if he would wear a tabas she'en aleha chosim, so that would be problematic for a man. He would be chayev chatas because that was a ring that was only worn by women. But if it was a tabas she'esh aleha chosim, so presumably the way Rashi understands that would be patur balasar, that a man also couldn't wear a ring on a derabanan level, even if it's the typical ring that he would wear, a ring with a signet in it. But it would be derech malbush, so he wouldn't be chayev chatas. It would just be an issur midrabanan. Tosfos understands differently. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam at Samach Beis Amud Aleph, says no. The reverse cases are only with respect to when there's a chayev chatas. For a tabas she'en aleha chosim, which is not a typical ring that a man wears, if he wore it, he would be chayev chatas. However, if it's a tabas she'esh aleha chosim, which is a typical signet that a man wears, that would be heter gamur. Why is it heter gamur? So the Ron explains at the very beginning of this parak on our daf. The Ron explains in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam's feeling was that what did we say was the reason that there's an issa d'rabbanan when it's a real tachshit for a woman, there's an issur d'rabbanan for her to wear it anyway, because she might come to take it off. She'll show it to her friends. She'll take it off for the mikvah. So for a man, we don't have those considerations. He doesn't have the tefillah shel mitzvah aspect. And Rabbeinu Tam specifically focuses upon the fact that a man, it does not have the general practice that he goes and he shows his ornaments to other people. So if it's the type of takshit that he wears the rest of the week, so for a man, we're not, we don't have this derabbanan violation of dressing in a takshit that he would wear during the week, because we're not worried that he's going to take it off in order to show it to other people. So when I was learning these mishnayos with my son Yehuda Dov, so my son Yehuda Dov said that this is a major scandal, that as far as he knows, when there's no Erev in a particular community, the women go out and they wear their rings all the time. So he said, somebody has to tell them about this din. That here we have, the Mishnah only differentiates as to whether it's a chiyuv chatas if she wears a ring with a signet, or whether it's pater abalasser, that it's an issur d'rabbanan if she wears a ring she'ena le'achosim. But either way, she's not allowed to wear a ring when she goes outside. So how could it be that women nowadays wear rings when they go outside? So the Ron asks this question at the, also on the very first daf in the Masechta. And Tosus asks this question towards the end. Tosus asks this question on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara makes a very important comment on the Gemara and Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The quotes of Machlokas between Rav and Rav Anani Bar Sosson, which generates three shitos in Rishonim that have brought down Mahalacha. So Amar Rav, Kosha Asru Chachamim, let's say spell the Rishus HaRabim. All these items, the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to go out with them into a Rishus HaRabim. Also, let's say spell the Chatzir. They also can't be worn even within a courtyard. They can't even be worn within a courtyard area. Chutz mikabulu peyanachus, with a couple of exceptions of head coverings, like a woolen helmet. A kabulu is a type of woolen helmet. Look at Mishnayos Meivos, it's sort of a weird picture of it. Peyanachus and a sheitel. And that we would allow, today shall tiskana al-balam, you allow a woman to wear some tachitin when she goes to the chatzir. So when she goes into a chatzir, she's allowed to wear these two items, but the other she can't even wear in a chatzir. So some machlokas we showed him how you understand the shita of Rav. Either it means that with respect to a kabul and a pan nachritz, a woman could go into a chatzir me'urevis. She could go into a courtyard where there was an erev chatzeris. But with respect to other items, even a courtyard with an erev chatzeris, a woman wouldn't be allowed to go into. And even in her own home, we would be worried she'll take it out of her own home, and she couldn't even wear other items even within her own home. That's the most extreme shita. And then the second shita is it means that with a kabul and a pan nachris, we're going to be mekel that a woman can go even to a chatzir she'ena me'urevis. That a chatzir, as long as it's bounded by walls, so you still are not allowed to count to carry. If there's no erev chatzeris, if the people in the chatzir didn't unite together to consider themselves as being one residence with a box of matzos that belongs to everybody, so they didn't do an erev chatzeris. So in the case of the kabul and pan nachris, will allow women to wear a kabul and peyanachris, even though it's a chatzir she'ena milrevis. But if I'm talking about a chatzir or milrevis, or I'm talking about inside the home, so that would be permitted with respect to all items of jewelry and ornaments, even if it wasn't a kabul and a peyanachris. Then Rav Anani Bar Sosson comes along, Mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, nah, everything goes. I'm a hakol kabul. Everything is permitted outside of the Rishus HaRabim. That just like a kabul is only prohibited if you wear it, our Mishnah says, kabul b'rishus harabim. She can't go out with kabul b'rishus harabim. Just like the kabul, this hairnet, this woolen helmet that the woman wears is permissible outside of a rishus harabim. If she wears it in a chatzir, so too all ornaments would be permissible inside of a chatzir. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, quotes all these three different shitas Rishonim. That there are two different shitas in Rishonim, the Paskin like Rav. And the question is, are we permitting kabul panachris only in a chatzir meurevis, or even in a chatzir she'ena meurevis? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the third shita, the third yesh omrim, which is the shita of Tosfos on the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, who says the halakha l'maisa we paskin like Rabbi Anani Bar Sosson. And so Tosfos says in the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, nearer, the halacha Rabbi Anani, that we paskin like Rabbi Anani Bar Sason, and Rabbi Anani is permissive when he says that everything is permitted in a katzir. That means even a katzir she'ena merevis. Because he says a katzir merevis, there wouldn't be any tradition. So Tosfos not only paskins like Rabbi Anani Bar Rabbi Sason, that everything can be one a katzir, but even in a katzir she'ena merevis. So Tosfos says, look, in the days where they had Rishus HaRabim, if there was a Rishus HaRabim that you had to worry about, so maybe you would say that a woman can only wear in a Chatzir She'enim HaRabim, but not in a Rishus HaRabim. But nowadays, all of our streets and all of our towns are not really so much worse than a Chatzir She'enim HaRabim. Once we paskin, like a Banani Barabi Sason, that all ornaments and rings and so forth can be worn in a Chatzir She'enim HaRabim, it should follow that nowadays, since everything is more or less not that much worse than a chatzir she'enim merevis, that you can't carry their mitzvah, but and the worst thing we have is like a kamelis, says we don't have a rishus harabim. For rishus harabim, you'd have to have streets that are 16 amos wide, and that are mefulash, that go directly through the entire city, and that have 600,000 people who cross it every single day. Tosfos assumes, as does Rashi in many places, that for something to be a Rishus HaRabim the Araisa, you need 600,000 people. So Tosfos says, therefore, we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim Bisman Hazeh. Since we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim Bisman Hazeh, and we paskin like Rabbi Anani bar Rabbi Sason, that all ornaments can be worn on Chatzir She'enim HaRabim. So he says, that's why he thinks, that's probably why in a Shadi Dan, why our women a makel that they wear their ornaments even on the outside, even if it's not in the chatzar area, even if they're going in the middle of the street, that's okay. Because you only would distinguish between a chatzar she'enim merevis and even a kamelis if you had to worry that maybe they carry a rishus harabim. But we don't have anything that's any worse than a kamelis, he says, and therefore we allow a woman to wear her jewelry all over the place. So that's the shita of Tosfos. And Tosfos gives two other explanations as to why it is that the women go out wearing their rings. Tosfos says that another explanation as to why it is that women wear their rings nowadays is because mutar shishogin about you may see that maybe they really shouldn't. Maybe really they shouldn't wear their rings at least outside of a chatzir area. And here we're allowing them to wear it in the streets and all over the place, because we know that if we told them that they shouldn't, they wouldn't listen to us. So since they wouldn't listen to us, we have a principle that it's better that they should be shogigin and they shouldn't be mezidin. That's another explanation given by Tosfos. And a third explanation given by Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon is that the women nowadays aren't so much in the habit of displaying their jewelry to other people. They don't take it off in order to show it to their friends. Whatever they're wearing, they continue to wear. They don't, somebody says that's a nice ring that you have on your finger, they don't take it off and say, here, you want to look at it. They might hold it up with their finger, but they're not going to actually take it off. So since it's was the halakha was premised upon the fact that they would typically take it off, remember, even Rabbeinu Tam drew this distinction and said we're more maker with respect to men than we are with respect to women, because men are not in the habit of taking it off. So certainly, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can already go to the next step and say that if you live in a door, you live in a makom in a zman, where the women are not in the habit of taking off their tachitin, so then it would be permissible for the women to wear their tachitin in the same way that Rabbeinu Tam held that it was permissible for the man to wear his tabashi yesha lehachosam, because there wasn't the same fear or concern that he's going to take off the tabas. So all three of these reasons are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Ches in Siman Shin Gimel to explain the practice of Bizman Hazeh. And then Rabbeinu Tam, or the Ran, excuse me, went even further. On our daf, the Ran on the Rif says that nowadays a man wears a tabas she'ena le'achosam, that even though, according to the din of the Gemara, a man was only allowed to wear tabas she'esha le'achosam. So he said, but bisman is that the men are more in the habit of wearing even rings she'esha she'ena le'achosam, and therefore this has become the regular malbush. Once upon a time, it was only women who wore a tabas she'ena le'achosam, again, it was considered to be lo yilbash gever simlas isha for a man to do so. But nowadays, that both the men and the women wear the tabaos that don't have a chosim, so therefore that would be permissible for a man to wear that type of tabas. He's not restricted to the tabas sheyesha lechosim. Yes.
Maybe you want to speak about this, but it's obviously opening up the issue when reasons change. How does the halacha change? And so I was wondering if you could. I mean, it seems like to open like the floodgates. And it was the Raman is saying like now people and it was like had a gzeirat rabban, but now things have changed. So now there is no more gzeirat rabban. So when can we do that? If we can do that, we can open up many gzeirat rabban. The things have changed.
So sometimes, it's a very good question, sometimes we say that it's dependent upon whether when the Gezeira was originally enacted, it was circumscribed by the reason. So according to Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gezeira that way to begin with. That's why he differentiated between men and women. So by the same token, you could say that even within the category of women, you could differentiate whether it's something they normally take off or not. Even Tosfos over here, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, says we differentiate between large objects and small objects. So we see that we've always engaged in a certain amount of differentiation. However, it could be that according to those who say that the entire heter is based upon mutav sheyus shogigin v'ayu meizidin, that you don't necessarily have these heterim. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't so crazy about the heter based on the fact that we don't have a rishus harabim bismanaseh. He said that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem Hei, the notion that in order to have a rishus harabim, you need 600,000 people, so that pass through every single day. So that, he said, is really just brought as a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't appear to be the ikar or did. Says that he really thinks that the Mechabashita essentially is that we do have a Rishus HaRabim Bismanazer. Remember that with respect to Hilchos Eruvin, this is a very hot issue of whether we have a Rishus HaRabim Bismanazer. Not the question as to whether we can make the types of Eruvin that we make. So Mishnah Berurah was very circumspect about this particular reason, and then he throws in Akasha. He says that if we don't have a Rishus HaRabim Bismanazer, so we should really blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos nowadays, because you don't have to worry. Since we don't have Rishus HaRabim nowadays, so you could understand the Mishnah Berurah saying, maybe we should stop blowing the shofar nowadays on Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos. But it's clear that he was just kind of, using this kasha as a way of accentuating his point thinks that it's a very dubious svara to argue that there's no Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. But you still then have the svara that is brought in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon that the Rama quotes, namely that nowadays it's not Shkiach that Dilma Shalpo Machbi, that the woman's going to take off her tabas in order to show it to other people. So this is very important in terms of understanding the minhag ha'olam, shall we say, that takshitin are generally worn without a concern, and this was already noted in the days of Tosfos, that it would be in violation of what appears to be an explicit mission, an explicit parent that is in Masechet Shabbos of B'Ma'isha, where it appears that even the takshitin that are normal for women to wear are things that she shouldn't wear when she goes out to the street. So the question is, are there still some items where you do have to have the concerns that we articulated, where you don't have all of these various heterim? Like we said, that the heter is based in part upon the fact that we're not worried that they're going to be taken off bisman hazeh. So the Be'er Halacha in Siman Shin Aleph has a little bit of an arichus about pocket watches, where he says that it's a pashut kibiyasak bekutcha, that it's pashut yotif kibiyasak bekutcha, that it's even more pashut than the fact that you're allowed to eat eggs together with milk products, and you can have a cheese omelet. So he said, that's very pashut. We know that eggs are parev, and you can have eggs together with dairy. So that's a very pashut thing. So he says that that's an expression that the Gemara has. So it's even more pashut that you're not allowed to carry around pocket watches on Shabbos. Why is that? Because pocket watches are things that are not even worn to begin with. And if you want to argue that the way that they would be carried around in the clothes is a fashion of normal carrying, the same way that one would wear a tachshit, he says that another consideration is that this is the type of thing which a person would typically carry and show to people. If somebody wants to see the time, if it's a pocket watch, so you'll pick up the pocket watch out of wherever it's hanging. I don't even know how people wore the pocket watches. They would wear the pocket watches like around the garment of some sort. So, but if you want to look at the time, you would pick it up and look at it or show to your friend so he can see what time it is. So this is something that people would pick up and show to each other all of the time. And furthermore, there's a Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi that's also quoted by the Ran, and it's brought down the Halakh and Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. It says, if I have a dava ha'asur, the takshit ulish damesh bo, I have something which is worn as both a takshit, but it also has a functional usage. Kigam maktachos nal shel kesef kimei takshit, like keys that are made from very pretty metallic substances. Asur, those are not allowed to be worn. Shiro omesh letzorek tashmish motzi, because the person will say that they're wearing it for purposes of the tashmish. And he says, some amatir. And this is also in the Yerushalmi, Imushal Kesef, if it's very fancy, because then it's possible that the ikka wearing is because of the fanciness of it, because it's made out of gold or silver, as opposed to its functional use. So he says that in the case of the pocket watch, it's clear that somebody would only be wearing it on their garments for purposes of the functional use for haraya, if the watch would break down and it wouldn't tell the right time, so nobody in their right mind would carry the would be wearing the pocket watch. So for all of these reasons, he says that it's a dava pashut, and he's ma'arich about this point. And he says the reason why he had to be ma'arich about this point was because of the fact that there was a gadol echad who came out in favor of people wearing their pocket watches, and therefore he had to be. Some gadol, he doesn't mention the gadol, a gadol shall be a name, who apparently just kind of very casually said, yeah, of course you can, you know, wear the pocket watches, and didn't bring any rayos, and therefore he felt he really needed to go out to explain how this is a dover, which is very chomer and improper. So then the question is, what about our watches? What about a wristwatch? Can you wear a wristwatch, Bismana says? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Orachayim, Chelak Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, in which Moshe says he thinks that Meyikar Adin, it should be mutter. Why is that? Because unlike a pocket watch, he says, this type of watch is something which is lobesh mamish al haguf, that he's putting it. He says that's considered to be actual wearing. The problem with the pocket watch is you're not actually wearing it. It's something that is strapped around your actual goof. It's actually on your arm. So that he says he doesn't think there's a problem, and he brings a raya from the very fact that a man is allowed to wear the tavash yesh lo kosim. So we said that chivufan beish. That a man, either meyikar or din, or maybe a kohen or a bein adam, it's had the gomer, is allowed to wear tabash yesh kosim, despite the fact that it's also something which is utilized for malacha, for a tashmish, when it happens to be a tashmish that's also on Shabbos, to stamp with it the signet, but since this is his normal ring that he wears, we would allow him to wear it on Shabbos, despite the fact that if the signet got broken, he wouldn't be expected to wear the ring, and nonetheless, it is mutter. So he says, what's the reason that the tabash yesh le'achosim is mutter? So he says, it must be the kibin shua guf mamish, because of the fact that it's actually on the guf. That would explain why it is mutter, because that's considered to be mamish levisha. He says that's considered to be mamish levisha, and therefore, for that reason, he thinks that it would be permissible. However, he says that Avshemitam is saying Limchos Beilu Shinosino Sokishulav Shoyodo Mamish. Even though this is a sabara that he thinks so would be reason not to be moche, not to criticize those who wear the wristwatch directly on their hands. Roy Lachol Ben Torah VYari Shemaim Shlolov Shabbos. He thinks it's right that a Ben Torah and a Yari Shemaim shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. Kadesh not in a when they're going out to the street, so that they shouldn't be maker when it comes to a pocket watch. I don't know that we have the same concern as mine is there, because I don't know that people even know where to find the pocket watch. I don't know that pocket watches are worn by anybody. Does anyone know anyone who wears pocket watches anymore?
Someone who owns one, but he keeps it in his pocket.
Okay, right. So in terms of like the classical, fancy, jazzy way that in the Roaring Twenties, you know, they would wear the pocket watches. I don't know that we still have that practice. Bisman Hazeh. So the Shmir Shabbos Gilpasam Perik Yudves of the Sefer quotes in the main part of the text. He follows the party line that one should abstain from wearing a regular wristwatch. He says that you could wear a gold watch. A gold watch, because a gold watch, for sure, a person is wearing because it's very, very fancy. He seems to assume that even if it wouldn't be working, the person might wear the gold watch anyway, just to show off. Look, I worked for, you know, YU for 50 years and I got a gold watch. You know, it's something that you'd want to show off or something. But I have a gold watch or something that I think is something like a gold watch over here. It's a Mabato watch. So it breaks like half of the time it's broken. So I never wear it. Why would I wear it? It doesn't tell the right time. I don't know. But he assumes that if it's a gold watch, so people would just wear it because of the fact that it's gold and nice. So that's like the case of the Mafteach Shel Kesef, that the Yesh Omrim and the quoted by the Mechaber based on the Yerushalmi say might be permissible because the Iker is the Kesef. So you have to, the Iker is the gold. But otherwise, he says, it's better, like Rav Moshe says, to abstain from wearing it, even though a limpos beyond a mekilin, like Rav Moshe says. But then he goes with Shlomo Zalman, who says that he thinks that bisman hazeh, people who wear Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that bisman hazeh, people wear wristwatches, so that's derech malbush mamish. That's what they wear all week. All week, this is what they wear. It's part of their clothing. They put on their shirt and their pants and their wristwatch. So it's this. So he feels that there's a strong time and that one might be makel. There might be more room to be makel than the case of the mafteach. Because in the case of that, this is what he says, in the case of the Mafteach, quoted by the Yerushalmi, even if it's, we say that if it's for Tashmish purposes, you shouldn't wear it, but the Tashmish requires that you take out the Mafteach from, let's say it was in some sort of a necklace, and then you take it off the necklace and you carry it in your hands in order to open up the door. But the watch, what is the Tashmish of the watch? He says the Tashmish of the watch is that you pick up the watch with it, you know, from your hand. You're not carrying it, you're just picking up your hand. You pick up your hand to look at the watch, but the watch remains on your hand. You never have to take the watch off of your hand in order to follow the tashmish of the watch. You don't have to perform a malacha that's usur on Shabbos, and you also don't even have to take it off of your hands. You could just perform the tashmish by moving your hand around and looking at the watch. So there's more of a sabara to be made with respect to a wristwatch. But even if you're going to be mafli with respect to a wristwatch, that's only if you're carrying in the street of the Mishnah Berurah. But he's bringing the cases in Shim Simon Shim Gimel, where he says they're bringing the cases of the Tabals and saying that maybe there's room to be machmir, even according to the Svaros Lahakel, for a man, for example, not to wear a Tabas Sheino Leachosam. Although we pointed out that, although then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Basically, he quotes the Ran, says, maybe it would be permissible, and he says that nowadays the women are even knowing to go out with the Tabashi Yesha Lechosim. I don't know, I don't look closely at the various rings, but I guess, you know, says nowadays if the women are knowing to go out with Tabashi Yesha Lechosim, so that would be permissible as well. So when he talks about all of these different Svaros, so he says that quotes in the Mishnah Berurah on this discussion Sifkat and Samachay says of a chidushe Rabbi Akiva Ega Kasov the Afshein Limchos even though you shouldn't be moche because Bisman is there, the men wear the rings that only the women used to wear and the women wear the rings that only the men used to wear sheyesh lami lismoch is what to rely upon mikol makom baal nefesh yakosh liatzmo shalotzei spitzabas klav the baal nefesh should really not go out with a ring at all but then he adds the words v'hainu chutz le'erev. That's only if it's outside of the Eruv. And the Shara of Bishop Burr writes in the Shara Tzion, the Besocha Eruv, the Abi Chatzah Mil Revis, because within the Eruv, that's considered like a Chatzah Mil Revis. So, by the way, you should smoke a day of Rishon and the day of Stami. So, for sure, you could be someone on those who said that even if within a Chatzah Mil Revis, for sure everything was permissible. That even according to the Shita of Rav, you are only makel with respect to a kibul and a pay of nachris. So one of the shitos, because the day of stomachs, to interpret Rav was that that was a special kula because of Shein and Merevis, but if it was a Chatzim and Merevis, so all Takshish then could be one. So even if somebody's a Machmir, there's no reason, presumably, to be Machmir, whether we're talking about a Tabas or whether we're talking about a watch. Presumably, it would be a Chumrah, a Gabi Chumrah, to be Machmir not to wear it even within the Erev. The Chumrah would only make sense if we're outside of the Erev. What was the question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, so all these things that we're talking about with the pocket watch and the wristwatch and everything, and that's only outside of an era, but within an era, everything should be okay.
That's basically what I was saying.
Yeah,
so within an era, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly in Siman Shin Gimel. He goes to Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you're going to be Makel, you could certainly be Makel within the era. As we said, there was one day that interpreted Rav as saying that even within an Eruv, you could only be Mekel with respect to a Kavul and a Peya and a Peya Nachris. But that's one minority Shita. That's a minority Shita within the minority Shita, meaning that the Yolam is Somech on Anani Bar Sassan, who says that the Maskanas Gemara. His shita is that you can wear everything, even within a chatzah she'en a merevis. And even Rav, where there are two shitas in Rishonim, the main shita of Rishonim is quoted about Rav, who says that we're only makel about a kavul and pe'en nachris. So the main shita quoted by the Mechaber, meaning the first shita quoted by the Mechaber, says that means that we're only makel a chatzah she'en a merevis when it comes to a kavul and a pe'en nachris. But it's a chatzah merevis, even that shita, even Rav would hold that you could wear all of the other jewelry within a chatzah merevis. So in a place where there's an Eruv. So therefore, there's no reason to be Machmir based on the fact that there's one very Chumadik Shita within Rav. So for that Shita, we probably don't have to be Machmir.
Okay, so then, okay, fine.
Yeah. Yes?
With the watch being a Tashid, I assume it means like it's a nice watch, so it looks like a Tashid. What if you have a cheap looking watch, or like it looks like plastic or something like that? So is that what's on? In other words, like, does it lose its aspect of being a Tashid because now it's not like something nice looking? And what if the watch, and should you wear it if it doesn't work? If it's a Tashid, like I'm aware it doesn't work, or I'm only, you know what I mean? Like, in other words, when we say it's a Tashid, that means I would wear it even if it's not working, I assume. Or tell me, how would that work?
No, it's, but Moshe writes that even when we assume for a man that Tabashi Yeshalav Chosim he's allowed to wear, he says, even that's despite the fact that it would really only make sense for him to wear it when the Chosim is a functional Chosim. And nonetheless, we see that we permit him to wear it. So by the same token, presumably with the watch as well, the assumption is that it only really makes sense to wear it when the watch is working. And you'll say, but then you're really wearing it for the Tashmish, so what will you do the Yerushalmi? So then you can distinguish, as we mentioned. I think he brings this in the Shmir Shavuos Kilbas, the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is a distinction between something where the Tashmish would dictate that you're going to actually take it, you're going to actually carry it, like a Machteah, in order to be able to perform the Tashmish, and something like a watch. He doesn't mention the Tabashi Yeshla Posam. Presumably it's the same argument that you don't have to take it off in order to perform the Tashmish. With the Tabashi Yeshla Posam, you're not going to perform the Tashmish because it's Shabbos and it's a Malacha. That's another reason you wouldn't perform the Tashmish.
And what about the cheap watch?
I think if you have a cheap watch, according to Rav Moshe, that the idea is that it's al guf mamish, so that's also al guf mamish. According to Meshama Zalman Orbach, it's derech mamish. So if you wear it every day, this is why you wear cheap clothes. That's what you. So let's say a person wears cheap pants, he wears a cheap shirt. You say you can't wear it because it's cheap. No, it's part of his mamish. It's a derech mamish. Forget being a taksha. It's a derech mamish.
Some people who don't hold the Eruv will put the key like as a belt buckle or something like that.
That's a big question. That's a big question. So maybe we'll get to that in some other shiurim as when we speak about other minyanim. So to what degree that would be or would not be permissible. Okay, stop you.
Yeah.